In this segment, Dr. Danielle Mitchell joins us for our Ask the Doctor segment. Dr. Mitchell founded the Chattanooga Sports Institute and Center for Health, and we're talking about eating and exercise. Apparently, I'm doing it all wrong. I think a lot of people are doing it wrong according to the guidelines that you're telling me. Dr. Mitchell, welcome to A Roundabout.
Thanks for having me back, Mike.
I mean, basically what you're saying is there's a specific thing you should eat and a specific time of day you should eat it, and it's the opposite of at least what I'm doing. Me, in the mornings, breakfast is the least important meal of the day for me. I grab something really quickly, or I don't eat at all because I'm in a hurry, and I think that's what it's like for a lot of people. You're telling me that's really not the way I should do it.
Yeah. So, you know, what we're going to try and tackle in this segment is really getting at how in our society we have these basic patterns of eating. And they're really not healthy patterns when you look at not only how we consume our calories throughout the day, but what we're consuming at certain points in the day. So the biggest thing that I talk about in some of my eating meeting sessions with people is we explore, okay, the current behavior and the current, I think, average eating behavior is most of us will do what you're doing. We'll skip breakfast. And then we usually have kind of a semi-larger lunch because at that point it's like, I'm starving I need to eat. And then we go on throughout our day. We'll maybe snack on something later in the day. We go home. And then we have this massive dinner.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, oh, my gosh, you know, can somebody roll me into the couch after this because I just need to sit, rest, and digest. And I got to tell you, from an activity standpoint, I try and teach people to eat for activity. Again, you've heard me say before that the body is a machine and food is a fuel source. And so we're trying to fuel the machine for the performance that we need out of it. So take a step back from that and think about the day. When are we the most active throughout our day?
Well, me, and I think this is probably it for a lot of people, usually the mornings is when I'm getting the most done,
Exactly. So we're getting up in the mornings. Most of us are getting ready for work. Some of us will work out in the mornings. And then we'll go about our day, and we'll be pretty active with stuff. And then we go home, and that's time to relax. Now, you know, the day is done. Well, when you're trying to eat for activity, you need to have calories to support that activity. And so if we look at the common average behavior around eating, most people, as they go through their day, are actually increasing their calorie load, with the largest load of calories coming in the evening when they're the least active. So what I try and do in eating meeting is get people to reverse that concept, and I call it reverse order of calories. Our most and biggest important meal of the day is breakfast for most of us, because most of us at that point are getting up, starting our day, and being active. And when I talk about calorie amounts for breakfast, some people's jaws just drop. They're like, what?
Okay, what are you talking about here?
500 to 600 calories for breakfast.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so what should we be eating at breakfast?
Great
point.
I mean,
it's just cereal, really, because that's easy.
So when we look at macronutrients, and what are macronutrients? Those are proteins, those are carbohydrates, those are fats, alcohol, but I don't consider alcohol to be a source of substance for calories.
Yeah.
But when we look at macronutrients, as we go through our day, and particularly when we start looking at activity, some of those macronutrients are actually going to be more easy for the body to burn for a fuel source. And so when we look at some of the easiestly broken down foods, things like carbohydrates, and particularly simple carbohydrates, and simple carbohydrates are much akin to, like, if you think about, you know, kind of a bad example of a simple carbohydrate, Hershey bars, for example.
Okay.
That's just straight up sugar. Well, the body loves that because it's like, oh, hey, the stomach sees that coming. It's like, I don't have to do any work really to break that down. That is instant energy. So your blood sugar spikes way high. And then after that, you get the huge crash in blood sugar, which is usually associated with a lower energy level and less feeling of well-being. If you look at proteins and fats, for example, those take time to break down. They're harder for the body to break down. And what I'm getting at here is the glycemic index of foods. So high sugary content foods are going to have a higher glycemic index. And those are foods that are really great to pair with activity versus proteins and fats, lower glycemic index. It's harder for the body to break them down. So you get a more sustained release of glucose to your cells, which promotes basically a healthier digestive pattern. And you don't get the huge spikes in terms of blood sugar with proteins and fats.
So what are some specific foods you'd recommend people eat for breakfast?
So breakfast is where I tell people I'm not a no-carb type of person. I'm a low-carb type of person. And I really try and pair like your carbohydrates earlier in the morning. So things like whole grains, like oatmeals, things that are not processed. If it's coming in a box, I tell people you probably want to put it back on the shelf.
Okay.
Because that means
it eliminates like half of our diet.
It does. But I try and get people to consume, so things that are, they have those simple or complex carbs in them, that's the time to have some of your fruits in the morning. That's the time to have some of your whole grains. That's the time that you want to be consuming. Like if you start reading food labels and you see your carbohydrate content a little bit higher, that's the time to be having those in the morning because it's instant fuel for your body. Okay. You're active at that point. As you go through your day, you should be consuming probably less carbohydrates, especially as you get towards the evening.
Okay.
Because you're less active.
Yeah. So don't eat the big bread roll with dinner, maybe.
Exactly. The other thing to think about would maybe be, and I try and talk about all the macronutrients together, proteins and fats are just as important. Now, protein is especially, it's like the magic bullet, because protein, not only does it cost your body metabolically to break it down, you're going to burn calories breaking down protein, but it also helps people stay full longer. So is what I do is I have people take on a protein source also with breakfast, but as the day goes on, as carbohydrate content is coming down, protein content is coming up.
Okay, so I can still have the big meat at dinner then?
You can, and I'd be careful with the big meat portion of it. It's portion controlled. So when I talked about breakfast being 500 to 600 calories, lunch, usually I advocate for around 400 to 500 calories, and dinner is probably around 300 calories.
Wow, that's 300 calories.
Exactly.
That's a lot less than I think a lot of us eat for dinner.
Exactly. Most people, especially if you're going out and eating, we're looking at, you know, calorie consumptions when people are eating out for dinner, 1,500 plus calories.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. So I'm really trying to get people to reverse the order of calories and come up on their protein content in the evening, because the protein is going to also do another magical thing. It helps people stay fuller longer, so you're not grazing and snacking as you go through the night. The other thing that I advocate for is two healthy snacks, about 100 to 200 calories, and you can intersperse those snacks as you go throughout your day.
That makes sense, yeah. Do you recommend people also exercise in the morning, like before work, or should they wait until later on the day to exercise?
That's a great question, and I actually leave that. I let people tailor that on their own. Most people, because we do have busy lives, and especially if you have children or, you know, pets that you're trying to take care of with stuff, I try and get people to be up in the morning and exercising so you get it done, you get it out of the way, you have no excuses in terms of barriers of not getting it done at that point. With that being said, we'll still go out on the weekends, and I do some of my long workouts for Ironman Triathlon on the weekends. And so I'm working out all through the beginning of the day. And that's the time where you want to take those quote unquote healthy snacks and base those as like a carbohydrate type of snack with some protein, depending on how long you're working out. But you want to pair those with activity as well, because that's going to help you, the machine, perform better at that point.
We are just about out of time. I'm talking with Dr. Danielle Mitchell from the Chattanooga Sports Institute and Center for Health. How can people find you?
Lots of ways to get a hold of us. Our phone number is area code 423-875-1005. We also have our website, which is www.chattanoogasportsinstitute.com. We also have a Facebook page. And if you find me, Danielle Mitchell, you can link up to our Facebook page as well, which is Chattanooga Sports Institute and Center for Health.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks again, Mike. I appreciate it.